What happens when someone who's not supposed to have a gun lies about their background and tries to buy one? In Washington State, the answer is not much. FBI records show that between January and August of this year, more than 3,000 would-be gun buyers in Washington failed a federal background check. But police and prosecutors rarely, if ever, pursue these people. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins investigates in collaboration with King 5 News.
At Private Sector Arms in Olympia, the motto is for an armed citizenry. Here they'll sell you a pistol, an AR-15, even a 50-caliber sniper rifle, but not before running a background check.
This is the e-check system.
Owner Don Teague shows how it's done. For rifle and shotgun sales, it's an instant check using an FBI system.
Look at how fast that came up.
A couple more punches of the keyboard.
And you're green lit, my friend.
Meaning approved. For pistol purchases in Washington, the process is different. There's the FBI check, but local law enforcement also conducts a background check. That can take up to 10 days. Teague says denials are rare in his store, perhaps because he charges a $200 fee for failed background checks. But it does happen from time to time.
A lot of times they're like, what? Like, they have no clue. What are you talking about? I've never done anything.
And Teague has some sympathy for people in that situation, but
if it's a felon doing it, that guy needs to get strung up for trying to get a gun. That's just straight scary.
Now, denials happen about 90,000 times a year nationally. Lying on the federal background check form is a felony. But a recent Inspector General report found that in 2014, federal prosecutors pursued fewer than 50 of these cases. That was a 10-year low. And when the feds do go after a failed gun buyer, it's usually because there's some aggravating circumstance. In Washington, it's a gross misdemeanor to make a false statement on the state's pistol transfer form, but going after denied pistol buyers is also not a priority for local police and prosecutors.
What do we do? Not a darn thing.
That's King County Sheriff John Urquhart. He says the system is working because it's preventing gun purchases.
There is a gut reaction. People want their pound of flesh. What do you mean this guy's trying to buy a gun and he's a convicted felon? Damn it, he ought to be in jail for doing that. Well, the reality is that's not going to happen.
Urquhart says he would have to take detectives off of other cases or deputies off the street to go after failed buyers. But even if he had the resources, Urquhart isn't convinced that pursuing prohibited gun buyers makes sense when the black market for guns on the street is thriving.
We're not going to change gun violence or any sort of violence in the United States by prosecuting these people that tried to buy a gun and shouldn't have been trying to do that. That's really the reality of the situation.
Records from the King County Sheriff's Department reveal that between January and October of this year, 60 would-be pistol buyers living in unincorporated King County were denied after a local background check. Many had convictions for domestic assault or had a restraining order against them. Victims contacted by King 5 said they were terrified to hear their abusers were trying to get guns. Other denied gun buyers include people with outstanding warrants, convicted felons, and those who've been involuntarily committed to a mental hospital. One person who thinks the system should go after prohibited buyers is Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson, a Democrat.
Clearly, in cases where someone knew they were not allowed to have that firearm and they're seeking one anyway, there needs to be accountability for that.
Ferguson recently issued a report titled Access to Firearms in Washington State. That report calls Washington's background check system fragmented and says solutions are needed to follow up on illegal attempts to purchase guns by prohibited buyers.
It can't just be a lie-and-try system. I then go to the next dealer and the one after that until somehow something falls through the cracks and I get that firearm I'm not legally entitled to have.
Ferguson notes that Oregon has a centralized background check system run by the state police, and when a would-be buyer is denied, that's immediately referred to state or local law enforcement for investigation. Similar systems are in place in Virginia and Pennsylvania. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.